2024-2025 special workshop meeting at 7:30 p.m. It's actually...
It is 7:43 according to my watch.
7 what?
7:43.
Called order at 7:43.
Oh, yes. I'm assuming I have my copy. All right, Planning and Zoning Director Smith, present. Fiscal Officer Ross, absent. Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Present.
Trustee Van Haren?
Yes.
Zach Stouter, absent. Nikki O'Quinn?
Here.
Rachel Kiplinger?
Here.
Rochelle Via, absent. Donna Hughes?
Here.
Pete Mannheim, absent. Ron Corbett?
Here.
Lorna Furterer, absent. Jerry Hurt?
Here.
Josh Wilkerson Beanick, absent. Michelle Swank, absent. Jess Underwood?
Here.
And Janice Royce?
Here.
All right.
Okay, so first up we have public comments on the agenda. Seeing none. Okay, so first thing is, this is a special meeting, so the only thing we're going to talk about tonight is what's on the agenda. We can't stray from that because we notice people that that's topic and it is a special meeting. So do you guys want to do board and staff introductions? Or?
Everybody know everybody?
Okay, we'll skip that. I'll even do it for the tape if you want. Okay, so I created this agenda from the last time a joint meeting was held between to kick off the zoning text changes. So what you see here is pretty much probably the same format. So the first thing on the, well, I may have added some things. The first thing on the agenda is the discussion of the zoning director responsibilities. So these things are just so everybody's clear about who's going to be doing what.
Yeah. So my big responsibilities when it comes to the zoning boards themselves, preparing the zoning agendas and attachments, public notices, organizing case files. When you get the emails with the zoning packets, they come from me. If for whatever reason, I think everybody here is getting them. I don't think I've seen any issues with that. But if there are ever any issues, you can always reach out to me and I can, you know, adjust emails or anything else that you have. Public notices, this recently changed. Prior to April 3rd, we were required to advertise in the newspaper. House Bill 315 changed that, so now all of our advertisements are done on our website and on our Facebook and Instagram pages. So that is one big change to note.
Well, except this line item was not that.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
This was the email.
Okay.
I didn't
word
it very well. So we still do notify anybody who asks us to be on a list to notify them. It's typically newspapers, so that's why I said newspapers here. And right now that's the only people on our list besides the trustees have to be notified as well within a certain amount of time. But we still do notify some of the journalists at a couple of newspapers. Okay, the board, the other thing is we do pay $10 a meeting. I forgot to put this on there, so sorry, and we talked about this already, but we do pay $10 a meeting for the zoning board meetings. If you want to get paid, or if you don't want to, please let Cody know, and you have to fill out like a W-4 and or sign.
I think there's a form in there.
I don't want it. So then we don't have to ask at the end of the year, and then you'll get paid in a timely manner. Okay, anything else in that area?
No. Like I said, I think I covered. The biggest thing is if for whatever reason, you know, you haven't seen something from me, or you're expecting to see something and you don't see it, or something's not correct, just please let me know, and I'll work on, you know, correcting that and making sure everything's up to speed.
I want to bring up something that I learned in a different meeting, is that legally, you guys, if you are sending to their private emails, if there is a case that goes to the court, you want to be they do have, would have access to your emails. Like, it's a long shot. We haven't had a case go to court in forever, but it's probably not a bad idea to have a zoning.janice@gmail.com, or if Bethel Township, I don't know how many emails we have, extra emails we have, could give people that. But you do not want to risk having your whole entire email sent to the prosecutor's office. So just something to think about. I don't know if we want to do emails for them, but we also, or you guys just want to do ron@gmail.com, whatever. But I probably needs to make a decision and then go forth and do it, because we don't want anybody to.
I mean, before, when I was on the trustees board, we had each one of the trustees, and you still do, I'm sure, have your under the server for the township an email address. And I think it would be beneficial if all the Board of Appeals and the Zoning Board also, I don't know what the contract for the, how many you're allowed and everything, but I think it would be beneficial for all of us on the boards to have that coverage of having a separate email.
I will check into that and see if we have the allotment and if that happened, or otherwise, well, I'll let you know that we need to make other emails, but first I'll check and see how many we have allotted
to
us.
You know, is there a limit then on how long they can go back and ask for those?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just heard a prosecutor talk about there have been legal challenges, mm-hmm. You had this discussion, you got these emails about it. So we want to make sure that you have turned over your entire email. So probably there is, but
yeah.
Nonetheless, you
sure.
It's just an easy switch to not find out.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Okay. And look at Jess, who's been on board for forever. So we go back a long time. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's case specific. I would hope they couldn't, like. So.
Right.
No, and not only Jess, but. You know, they could go back into when I was on the board, which I had, you know, a board email address that all official business was on at that time.
But it's just better safe than sorry.
Good thought. Thank you.
Okay, continuing with the board responsibilities. So one big one is attendance and notification. So actually, you might want to talk about this.
Yeah, I mean, so obviously that is one of the responsibilities of the board, is to attend as many meetings as possible. I try to get notifications out in as timely manner as possible, and you know, the meeting dates are set for every month. It's just a matter of whether or not there's going to be a case for that that particular month or not. If the notifications, again, aren't getting to you, or you need them earlier than that, or you have other obligations or whatever, please let me know, and I will try to get things out as soon as I possibly can, so you guys have as much lead time as possible. And in return, if you guys could let me know if you're going to be here, if you're not going to be able to make it, if you know if you're going to be sick or whatever. I understand things happen, but it helps me make sure that we're going to have enough people to conduct the meeting and let people know that are coming in, hey, you know, this case is going to have to be postponed because we don't have a quorum for this evening. So that's one thing I'm really trying to get really, really hit really heavy on, is making sure that I know who's going to be here so we don't have any last-minute issues and have to call folks in. What may be the case.
For clarity, I don't know if you may have stated it or not, you would prefer it if we reply whether we can or can't.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that way, if, you know, say I've only got four people and then you say, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be able to make it, then I know that, hey, maybe I need to see if one of the alternates is available,
mm-hmm.
and obviously give them as much notice as possible too, because, you know, they may have other schedules as well for that.
In the past, that's been a real problem. That's the reason we expanded with alternates way back when Janice was zoning inspector.
Way back.
Not as far back as I am.
Yeah, and I had that issue in the very first Board of Zoning Appeals meeting that I was conducting when I very first started with the township. So it's kind of burning in my brain, like, make sure you have enough people that are going to be there, because I think that meeting got started half 45 an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah.
We waited for somebody to get here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was supposed to be in there in like 5 minutes, and it was at least 45.
And that's been a problem for years. And one of the things that the trustees be aware of is be cognizant of that when you appoint members to both the zoning board and the appeals board.
We've been asking that in the interviews, so, but yes, good point. And one other thing I'd like to add is if you, for some reason, circumstances change and you don't want to continue on, please let Cody know or send a letter of resignation. If you don't come to enough meetings, then Cody was probably going to recommend that you be removed, which requires a bunch of steps. But if you're not interested, you know, let us get somebody else to fill the position so that he can get the form that he needs.
Can I ask a question about the quorum then?
Yes.
Because I was here that night that happened. Mm-hmm. But is there an amount of time that if you don't have enough people here, you're going to call it so that we're not sitting around waiting? Like,
yeah.
Is that something that is in there or that you can put in there? Like,
well, and that's part of the reason too why I'm making sure that I can try to figure that in as much advance notice as
mm-hmm.
possible. That way if I know it's not going to work, then we can move it.
Mm-hmm.
But if so, that evening after I was able to get a hold of the member that did come in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can work on something like that and try to put some language somewhere that says something, maybe in the board bylaws.
I just think that it would be helpful because then you're not just sitting around like, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, and the board members,
again, he said he was coming and we were like, how
yeah.
far away is he?
Right.
You know,
but also we exist as a service to our residents.
Yes.
And so if we don't have a quorum, that pushes them out
right.
another month or until you can get another
right.
quorum together. And since you have to give people 10 days notice or 20 days
right.
notice, depending on what the board is, that pushes you further down, which doesn't make people happy if they're ready to build
right.
or do whatever.
Right, but do you want...
I don't.
Three, two, you
I
know,
don't
two
want
or three
that
people sitting around for
saying,
an hour
no,
waiting on
think
someone
that's
to
either, but
walk in the door.
No,
well,
I don't think
it also
good.
Didn't seem like it would take him that long.
No,
because
I know.
He said,
yeah.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
But yeah, it was.
From where?
Yeah, you asked that question. From where?
Okay, as alternates, do we get the same information that the rest of the, just
yes.
in case we're called in late?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything
so we'll
gets out just the same.
Okay.
And you can
okay.
show up even if.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Right. Just get an idea.
In fact, we've had that happen sometimes for
yeah.
the zoning board where the alternate at the last minute had to step forward, which was here. That's fine. In fact, I encourage anybody that's on as an alternate to attend the meetings because it's an educational process for you as well.
Mm-hmm. And the Ohio Revised Code has changed
yeah.
in 20 years. So
yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing I would ask as an alternate, that if you know you're going to be needed, let us know as soon as you can.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I like to study the cases before you get here rather than just walk
right.
in and say, well,
exactly.
you need it.
Right, absolutely, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, so I will definitely make sure to do that if it comes to that. When it comes to that, I should say.
And Janice is the first alternate.
It's not like calling shotgun.
I know.
Just saying, I don't want to be shotgun.
Okay. We done with that one?
Yes, I believe that is all I have for that.
Okay, so next up is conflicts of interest. And I there's a nice presentation available that the OTA did some education on. This was on the BZA. But here's the Ohio ethics laws that they talked about in the meeting. There's four types of conflict of interest: voting to convey a benefit or detriment, using the position to gain benefit or detriment, holding or otherwise having an interest in public contract, or appearance of impropriety. So I just wanted to read those because we also recently had a case where it did not look good. The person running the meeting was the builder of the cases that they were asking the variance for. So hopefully, I mean, we have also been asking that question to make sure that, you know, you need to be diligent, and if you're have a conflict of interest, if you're in this category, then recuse yourself and let Cody know again in advance so he can get an alternate.
If you don't get a direct benefit, if you live next door to the applicant,
mm-hmm.
you should recuse yourself because it could be perceived in a court of law that you could benefit from that. If you're part of the notification group, like we do 300 feet, 500 feet, what we do?
500 feet.
500 feet.
300 feet is ORC, 500.
Okay. Then make a note and recuse yourself. And if you live even on the roads, say Ron was gonna get a variance.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably within like 500 feet. Ron's like 3 houses down. But either way, I at least need to say, just for the record, Ron lives on my road. I don't have any interest in this. It's no benefit to me. He's not my neighbor. But you want to make it as clear as possible so that
you did that. So don't worry.
Yeah.
I saw your head.
Well,
you did that. You said I live behind you on Wyndham, so you're fine.
Well, yeah, because I already talked to Cody about that earlier today. It's like, yeah, I got a letter of notification.
Mm-hmm.
I can look through my backyard and see his property. I never met that man until tonight, except to wait and catch his dog for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a letter of notification tonight?
Yes.
For this case?
Yes. And I called the Ohio Ethics Commission, and they told me that... They sent me cases that have been said, and it's essentially if you have a financial...
I totally agree, but in the interest of transparency and not... I mean, if you voted it down, everybody could have said, well, you just did that because you didn't want to look at it.
I never met the gentleman,
mm-hmm.
person, you know,
mm-hmm.
except to give him his dog back.
Right.
Other than that, it's not like I benefit. I really had no plus or minus as far as him building a barn.
Right.
As long as it didn't look like Elam's.
Yeah.
Other than that...
One thing, while we're discussing that case, you guys, and I'm not singling the three of you out, but you left yourself open to a real problem, I think, in that case. And that's the fact that he offered to make that shed that he's got now into a hothouse.
But it's still going to be under roof.
Right.
That doesn't make any difference. It's an agricultural use.
It's not an agricultural property.
It doesn't make any difference. You cannot, that's one of the permitted uses in our zoning book, because you can't deny an agricultural use in any property.
No matter under an acre?
Mm. Pardon?
Under an acre? You know, you can't?
That is an acre.
It's
not
that
property.
It's
not.
One acre?
There has to be like 15 of them in a row. But he said it was a future plan, not something that was going to happen.
Exactly.
It's
right.
A
non-residential use under R1 AAA. Agricultural use is a non-residential use under our zone.
But he still has to fit within the building size and the number of buildings. He can use it for agriculture, but
we still can, I think, restrict
that. We just can't tell him he can't do it.
I think you better get a prosecutor's opinion on it.
I didn't bring that one with me. The one that I just
Well,
we'll put that on the list to review.
But as of right now, it's a shed.
Is there
again? Who's going to ride herd on that? Make sure he converts it to a greenhouse.
Well,
that's up to the zoning. Okay, so we're good with the conflict of interest. I'm with Beth. It's good practice to always recuse yourself.
I said I
talked to Cody, and the only reason I had planned to recuse myself, but we were down to three for tonight.
Right. So you're good. And you should have
like the 300 or the 500.
267. Is what I
measured.
Which is why I recused myself when Roger
right.
and the other guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I did not sit in on that. I was here, but I did not
right.
vote or sit in. I was not up there at all.
Yeah, well, like I said, I had planned to recuse, but it's like we're down to three.
Yeah.
It's like, ew, I hate to do that to somebody.
Yeah, my understanding is that's not a legal requirement to do it, but
mm-hmm.
there's
it does,
the part
it's
that says
the appearance of it.
Appearance
I, and
of,
that,
yes.
That's why I would have, like I said, I didn't know him. It's not like I hate him, and that's why I didn't want him to have his shed. I don't, and or anything like that. But yeah, look, if somebody wants to get picky about it, it wasn't the best.
But it could be perceived that you would benefit from either having him get the variance or not get the variance. You know, it's just it's better to win it down.
Except for there was only three. There only
yeah. No, I get it. I get it. You know. Yeah.
I had originally planned to refuse.
Yeah.
Could you go ahead and
call
again?
Yeah, you can have the sheet if you want. Did you guys want to hear them again, or?
Did you make copies for everyone? Do that for the next meeting. Just scan it in and make.
Yeah, we don't have to scan it in. It's an OTA presentation, so
yeah.
We can
just print off copies for.
Yeah. He's got a great printer.
Or email, or just email.
Yeah, we
yeah,
can email it.
I can email it too. Yeah.
Okay.
Tapes and trees. Email.
Yeah, there's other good things in this presentation. It's like 30 pages long, maybe.
It's, oh, geez.
And there's also a recording that we can get to. I can't download those. Okay, so next up is the voting criteria. So we have been asking lately when we interview people that the BZA is based on ORC rules. So it's not that you want everybody in town to have a big barn or your personal feelings. There are rules. There's no real guidelines for the zoning commission. So just so you know those differences.
Well, the zoning resolution is the guidelines.
Comprehensive land use.
Right. No, I mean
yeah.
for deliberation, and there's nothing that the ORC
oh.
says. Here's
oh.
the criteria of when you should say yes or no.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
But there is criteria for the
yes.
BZA.
Right.
So it's not personal feelings. It's you follow the ORC. And this was also in the presentation, so I thought I'd bring it along. So this is deliberations of what not to consider in coming to a decision. Ex parte communications, so outside of the meeting, anything that's said to you by a neighbor or an applicant or anybody else, elected officials, other members of the governing body, you should not consider that. Information outside of the record. So in other words, what's said and done in here should be what you base your vote on. Now, they do say it's okay to drive by a property, but you should avoid independent investigations. And it's okay to draw from your personal experience or professional expertise. And the last thing bullet they have is opinion of what the results should be in spite of legal factors guiding your decision. So you cannot count that. It's not what it should be, it's what the legal factors are. And you have to rely on legal standards in Ohio law and the zoning resolution. We can send that one out as well. It's part of the same presentation.
Oh, yeah, I just see that.
And there's a practical difficulties test. So I'm just going to tell you about this. This is also a thing, so we'll get this after that. So a practical difficulties test was articulated by Ohio Supreme Court in a case of Kiesel versus Sandusky. This was in 1984, and Duncan versus the Village of Middlefield in 1986. The idea behind the test is that area variances should be held to a lesser standard of review than use variances, but the cases dealt with municipal area variances, so not all courts agree that the holding applies to township area variances. But this is the seven factors they give for practical difficulties test. Whether the property will yield a reasonable return and can be put to beneficial use without the variance. Whether the variance is substantial. Whether the essential character of the neighborhood would be substantially altered, and whether adjacent properties would suffer a substantial detriment if the variance is granted. Whether the variance would adversely affect the delivery of governmental services. Whether the property owner purchased the property with notice of the relevant zoning restrictions, whether the property owner's predicament can be resolved in some way other than through a variance, whether the spirit and intent of the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice done by granting the variance. So that's from the presentation. And then, as you guys have probably heard, because you've been reading it at the meetings now, is the Ohio Revised Code, the BZA one. This is the criteria. You can authorize upon appeal in specific cases such variance from the terms of the zoning resolution as will not be contrary to the public interest where, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the resolution will result in unnecessary hardship, and so that the spirit of the resolution shall be observed and substantial justice done. So keep that in mind, that's the legal ORC of why the BZA should vote yes. Okay, I think that's all I have on the voting.
And an example of that would be like if we had a steep property with a hill, normally we want the garage behind the house, or sorry, the barn behind the house, but if for some reason the property was not conducive to that, you could make a variance that they put it in front of their house because the hardship is created by the lot of land. That doesn't
and the
mean,
owner did not create the hardship.
Right, the owner didn't create the hardship. Exactly.
And the utility company didn't create it either because there's cases where underground utilities are going to houses and you can't get to the back, you can't go over. So you have to remember that as well. If they come in and say, oh, I've got a gas line going to the side of my house, so I can't go there. So you just have to watch. There's
other cases like where a road has a curve in it and the house sits at, one angle of the curve, and the proposed garage might be out in front of it. Where
do
you
determine
that line?
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a case like that, odd shaped lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one of the things that considered, when I said and the owner didn't cause it, that was one of the things that was listed. I don't know where that was listed.
I think it's listed on the application for it. Yeah.
I'm just going to bring those here. But. So we just recently granted a oversized barn on a property where the owner did cause it,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't even considered. So, okay. So, next, are we done with that one? Voting criteria? Anything you want to add? I think we've been doing some research on that.
Yeah, that's. I think that the ORC is the big thing.
Okay. Okay, so the trustee responsibilities. So, we trustees appoint, suspend, and remove members. That's our job. We have been doing interviews recently to ask some of those questions that you said, to make sure people are available on Thursday nights and things like that. For the zoning cases, the zoning commission cases, so rezoning, we hold a public hearing prior to voting on it, and we consider the recommendation of the zoning commission when we vote on the cases. And then the other responsibility is we initiate the amendment changes to the Bethel Township Zoning Resolution, which is what we're here for tonight. We did pass a resolution in March of last year, which I put in the next section there, that we never acted on. So that's the resolution that kicks this off. Okay, so for the zoning code updates, I have several items, a list. I did print these, if anybody wants one. So I'm going to give these to everybody, and then Cody can bring them to the next meeting too. But these are not, you have to do something with them. These are things that I have heard since the last time we updated the zoning code. People just would ask me a question, I'd put it down, and I keep a list on my phone. And I just write it down. There's 14 of them. One of them came up this week, actually. So we put that on the end. But like I said, they're not things, I'm not asking you to do them. I'm just saying these are what people have asked me questions about, possibly changing. So, and I'm sure that Jess usually has some ideas. because he follows the code pretty well in the cases. And anybody else can come up with anything they want to change in the code as well. Anything else on that? We're not going to talk about them tonight, right? That's what you guys are going to go off and do. So, but I just wanted you to know I had a few that have been.
Did you pass them around?
No, you won't. This is new. There's many people who still would like a bigger plot size. Many. I hear about it all the time. Why aren't we 5 acres? Why aren't we 5 acres? So I personally would like it to be 10. And I just recently was talking to the Elizabeth Township guy, and he said all of their problems now are coming from the 10-acre plots. It's not big enough. So, yeah, so these are what I've been asked for, and I, like I said, some of them I wouldn't even agree with, but they were things that citizens brought up, so I'm giving them to you guys to take a look at.
Can we add to these?
Of course you can add to them. This, these are just the ones, like I said, that I have been asked about. I mean, you guys are probably going to go through the code, right, and
mm-hmm.
and figure out what needs to be updated or not updated. And I will, I can probably get with Cody and put more to these
oh,
so
yeah.
you know where I got them from and I mean, what the person was
yeah.
thinking. Number
what
13 there was an interesting one. Did you have a question?
No, I just told Jerry I don't think that one is legal. The one lot split, you can only allow one lot split from a large parcel.
Oh, so I was just going to say, number 13 there, this just
mm-hmm.
recently came up.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Farm Bureau policy meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys told me he's in Versailles, but it wasn't Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
But he's up there, and I forgot the township, so I've reached out to him again to get that because then we can get a copy of the thing. But that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked that same question, is that legal? And he said, if you do the zoning, as long as you're consistent, it can be in there.
I bet it'll go to court.
Yeah.
I bet it'll definitely.
If it hasn't
court.
Been to
you're
court,
taking,
it will be.
It will be going to court.
A use that somebody has. It's like a. Like if you, if something's zoned business and we're like, ah, it's not a business anymore, we're gonna make it residential. But now we've taken their opportunity to make it a more, to earn money on that parcel because a business generally lot would sell for more than a residential. I would see this going to court eventually. I mean, it's not to say that we can't do it, but I would say that that's a taking. You can't only.
Well, and there might be more behind this, and that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm saying.
But
I
don't
would
we
like,
already do that now if you don't? If you have a business that has been zoned under some of the criteria of business that we have and you don't use it for a period of time, you lose it.
Oh, we better not be doing that.
No, it's a conditional use.
Conditional use is sometimes business.
But the actual zoning classification of what that
right.
parcel is different than conditional
yeah.
use. That conditional use is writing on top of it.
Well, and yeah, and we can always go to legal in the end and ask them that anything that we're doing. But yeah, I will get a copy of that. Like I said, I just recently found that out, and we were walking out the building while he was saying it, so I was like, what?
One other question. If we change something in the zoning code, somebody who's not in compliance, is that grandfathered in that they can stay where they are then?
Typically, the answer to that is yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So that probably needs
if
to
they
be,
were if they were legally have that condition.
That needs to be a statement in our zoning code. I haven't looked at
it. I believe it is.
That says
yeah, is.
Janice would know probably that you know you are in non-compliance.
Completely. Yeah.
But then if you so you were on a 1 acre or half acre or something and you've got I don't know an outbuilding that's 6,000 square feet and that which is bigger than we allow. If that burns down,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to let you put the 6,000 square feet back unless you come to the BZA. So that's generally what the zoning code, most zoning codes say.
But
I don't know if ours says that or not. I haven't looked at it in a while.
That brings up a unique situation too with the lots that we have in Brandt and Fulton and there are a lot of the smaller lots that don't comply at all. Even Winter Hill and East and West on Wonder Way, none of those comply. And it's always been the assumption that they're grandfathered in. The real problem I see in our current zoning is we don't have anything that backs those up in the current zoning. When we contracted for the consultant that cut and paste that zoning, we really don't have anything in there that specifies those districts at all. So we rely on the fact that it goes back to the previous resolution, they're grandfathered by that. But what happens when a house burns down in Brand and somebody wants to rebuild on it? We're gonna run into a problem, I think, eventually, where a mortgage company isn't gonna wanna allow a mortgage to rebuild or something like that, so.
Oh, because it's not in compliance.
It's not in compliance, and that's one of the things I think we're on shaky ground on.
Yeah, section 1.08 in the zoning resolution is transitional rules that talks about some of those things. That's the first thing I found, but yeah, just for the record, that's 1.08 is where a lot of that stuff is right now.
But we do have a BZA, right, so. Ultimately, they can go to the BZA and try to get a...
Well, but a lot of times, like what Jerry said, somebody had, there was a house on the corner in Brandt, it was zoned, I don't know what it was zoned, business, but it wasn't, it was clearly a residence, and she had to come in before she would get, she could get the bank to buy off on that, or just to mortgage that, because it was not zoned the way it was being used. So
it was zoned for business, but she wanted it for residential.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
that.
Exactly.
That was like the 9 variances, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like 9 variances on that one lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she needed a variance on the siding, but there was another one here on the corner of and 40.
Where the railing is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem. But
she didn't get a variance. She didn't get a variance. We rezoned it to residential.
Yeah.
So. All right, looks like a great start.
There's a way to solve it. Okay, so, I guess we're... Right. We got the items. You guys can suggest things, and of course we expect you to. Like I said, this list are just the things that were mentioned to me. You can or cannot, whatever you guys come up with at the recommendation. Okay, the land use plan update. So, I want to try to start those meetings back up. In the last newsletter, we asked for people to volunteer because it should have some board members, some community members, trustees, administrator, etc. So anybody who wants to volunteer for that, let your zoning director know, please.
Could we not start that till like September? I feel like summer is a bad time to get people to...
They're too busy.
Yeah,
it would probably be. Yeah, the year's just flying by.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to start that back up and get that updated. So that's all that was just to ask for volunteers and, let you know. Okay. Anything else anybody wants to say?
Are we making any progress when we do a rezoning to get the zoning map corrected relatively quickly?
So I've been talking with MVRPC, who maintains our map online, because there's been a couple of inconsistencies that I've noticed so far. So I'm working with them to get those updated and figure out the best process to get them things going forward so that they reflect it accurately.
Because a lot of times people would like to see what's on their street and so forth. And if it's 3 revisions behind, that's not right.
Well, and that's the other thing, is me, as the zoning director, somebody calls in and says, hey, I live at 601 Mann Road, what's it zoned? And I say, oh, it's R1 AAA, we'll come to find out in the paper files, it was rezoned in 2015 to B3 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you
some
know.
Of these little parcels here, we found part of that lot is I, and the other part
yes.
is residential, and one, I mean, it's just, it was crazy on the one at Cobalt Road, and
mm-hmm.
when it makes
yeah.
the turn there.
and we did say, oh, yeah, that's an I, but then when we pulled it up further and looked a little bit further, no, only a small little triangle of it is I, you know, so.
Yep, so that is definitely something that's on my list, is to make sure that that's updated as best as possible, because.
And the further back you go, the worse the records were, and there's a lot of inconsistencies in a lot of the stuff, so.
How are we doing on zoning enforcement now?
Oh, love it. I just love it.
We're working on it, yeah. I've sent out probably 15 letters so far, just in my tenure here. I know Cam and Marty sent out a bunch of letters before I came on board. Got some.
But this is good news for us and good news for your friends. Ross Road, we are going to court on. So we're good. I just got the email from Rod last night at 10:30. That's definitely going to court. And the guy living in the garage down here is going to court. So we're moving slowly but surely. But he also said to me point blank that we need to probably, if we're going to try to enforce our own zoning codes, we need to look at hiring our own attorney, because it's been 16 months since we submitted all that to Chris. We've got like 11 properties up there and nothing has been done. It took me going to Rob to get where we are with the burned out house, and that we had to go to the health department to get any help on the one down here on 40. So we are slowly but surely finding other avenues to do this, but we could have done it sooner and pursued it civilly if we had our own attorney to just simply go after those problem properties. As two of the other, which I sent to the, what is it, Laura and little areas around us have done. They've hired their own attorney. And I actually passed that on to Julie so that she could contact their township administrator and find out exactly who they're using and if they're happy with what the results that they've got. Because there's no sense in hiring another attorney if he's not going to do anything for you either.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? But we can't, here's the deal though. I mean, I can tell you personally that I take probably 2-3 calls a week on the same properties,
yep.
The same properties, what's going on, Ross Road, 40, Scarf Road. These properties are, and that's just the ones that call me personally, not the ones that call Cody,
yep, and I
or the ones that call you or Ben,
no.
But they, you know, they call and they complain because it's been a long battle. It's been a couple years on that firehouse, and it's a couple years on the 40 house. So if we could look at maybe doing some of that, I mean, and change some of the codes so that we're a little bit more, you know, you're going to do this, or we're going to fine you, or we're going to still.
So that is a new thing with
yeah.
The,
yeah, so
yeah,
I just
yeah.
sent that out.
Yeah.
There's a change that you can now send a bill
right
to the violators.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty stiff,
yes,
and frequent.
Yes, yes. So,
but you still have to take them to civil court, though.
Yes, yes.
Right.
So that means
but
we still need an attorney.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're not getting away from hiring that attorney, because Chris is not going to do that with the county for us. That is still something, but we would cover the cost of it.
Yeah, maybe the fines can help.
And if you slam them and it gets out in amongst the community that this is what's going on, then maybe they will comply a little bit
right.
faster.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to spin your wheels, because right now nobody thinks we're going to do anything or we have any merit by which to stand on to do anything. So that's, I just thought I'd share that because I'm like so happy about the firehouse. I really am. I mean, it's been a long time, and I've been over there several times, and it's a dangerous situation.
Well, and it was a very unusual case. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was arson,
mm-hmm.
then they took the people who did it to jail,
mm-hmm.
and then they were related, and it was
mm-hmm.
just crazy, so.
I just drove by that property the other day, I thought, are they ever going to do anything?
Do you know that's on a basement? And this
really?
It's on a basement, and there's a big hole in the center of it. So,
yeah.
With the debris is still scattered.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so dangerous.
And there's kids around there.
Yeah, it's so dangerous. I.
Huh.
Okay, anything down this side? You guys have any comments or anything else to add?
Nothing.
Okay, we need a motion to adjourn.
I know we adjourn.
I'll second.
Cross out trustee there.
Oh, I, okay.
Copy.
I wasn't sure if that was.
Well, actually, I guess it's really our
meeting,
so it
should be a trustee meeting.
Yeah, it probably should be a trustee.
Okay.
Okay. Motion, Beth seconded.
Okay.
So it's fine.
I know, she already motioned, you said.
She was, you know, did she motion?
Okay, so we have to vote.
Did she motion?
Yeah.
All right, trustee Dick.
Yes.
Trustee Van Harren.
Yes.
And trustee Reese.
Yes. Time adjourned.
8:29.
29, I will stop recording.
Have you back, 29.
So what's going on?
Wait, hold on, let me turn this off.
So.
Better.
Is that altered?
I was, yeah.
I'm on the show.